Lud, the Oinoi, the Gayoi, Hachroshim, is Mukofas Choyma. Mimosh Yeshua Benun. These cities all had walls around it from Yeshua Benun. Evi. Tread Gemara Vahani Yeshua Beninu. These cities Yeshua built up. Vo Alfoil Beninu. Alfoil built up these cities. You see, the Pasuk says, B'nei Alfoil, Obar Umasoyim Veshomar, Hu Bones Oinoi Vies Lud of Noisel. Here these people build up these cities of Oinoi and Lud. So Chotzakash, how could you say these cities had a chaim around it? From Yemosh Yeshua. Mashmi Yeshua built it. It wasn't around by Yeshua's time. For the Gemara, that's not a kasha. Well, the time, according to you, that you look at the Pesukim with every Yomim, that you see who built it then, they were the first ones to build it. Then I have another kasha on you. Asa Beninu. I have a bigger kasha. Asa built up these cities. Another Pesuk says over there, Vayivin Asa Sorei Habtzoros, Hashel Yehuda. So it's the kasha, not Yeshua, and not Alfol, but rather Asa build it up. So what do you have to say? So you have to say is, Omer Reb Loza, Hani Mokofos Chaimim Miyamos Yeshua Benun Hevi. These cities, Paka, the first one to build the Chaim around it was Yeshua Benun. He was the first one to build up the Chaim. But Chorvu, after his time, it was knocked down, the wall. By May Pelegish Begiva was knocked down the wall. The Yosa Alfol Beninu. Then Alfol later times built up the wall again around these cities. Hodar Infu, later it fell down again. Or Saasio Shavsinu. Then he built it up again for the third time, the wall around Lud and Oinengay. Take it on, you have a right for this. The Pesuk says, for Yemli Yehuda, Nivne Sorem Oela. These cities are built up, Mechlaud Yorem Hoyum Ikora. These cities are built up before Shema Mina. Then it's a good raya. That the first one to build up these cities to make it into a krach with a wall around it was Yeshua. Just later it got broken down by Plegish Begiva. Then later Alfel built it up. And then later Asa built it up a third time.
All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Dav Dalet. Dalet Amar Aleph. We're on 10 lines down. The Yom Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Noshim Chayovois B'mikra Megillah. Even an Isha lady has the chiyuv to hear the Megillah on Purim. Why? I lechur it's a mitzvah sasei shazman geroma that usually the klal is noshim apotter. Even in the rabbanon the mitzvah is also noshim apotter. So why the chayiv here? So my answer is a svara shaf hein hoye b'yisa nes. They were also part of this nes. So Rashi learns shaf ala noshim gozar hom min lahashmid laharaglavi minar v'yad kotem taf noshim. They were bechlal, the gzera, they were all supposed to be killed out. Haman and Rosham made a gzera to kill out everybody, even the ladies. So since they were bechlal, the nest, when they were saved, they were part of the nest, they also have a chiyuv to thank Hashem, to be mefarsim the nest, that's a svar, they have a chiyuv to hear the Megillah. Taz brings down another pshat that wants to say that Pirush Rashbam, Sheikir Hanei Soya Yodim, is because of them the nest happened, because of ladies. The Purim was there, the Yester. The Chanukah, we say the same Svarai, the Yehudis. The Pesach, Shebeschus, Ekonia, Shebeis, Sador, Nigalu. That's the way the Rashbam learns. Toys does like this Pshat, Toys learns like Rashi. Just means that the Noshim were Bechlal, the Gzera, to be killed out. So when they were saved, Noshim were also saved. Therefore, they have a Chiyah to thank Hashem and Purim, like to read the Megillah. The Yom Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Purim, Shechal, Lios, Beshabbos. What happens when Purim comes out on Shabbos itself? And we had before the Mishnah's Mashma, you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, on Purim. So the Locher is, Shoyalin V'dorshim B'nyona Shoyoyin. The Rav, when he gives the Drosha on that Shabbos, he should talk about Hilchas Purim. He should tell people about Purim. Rashi says, Shoyalin V'dorshim, Mizmamidim Turgmin Lefnei HaChochem. You put him a Turgmin interpreter in front of the Chochem, Lidrosh Igeres Purim Barabim. That he should talk about the Locher's Purim Barabim. So the Mori asked the question, my hero Purim, what should tell, what's your chiddush now? That one Purim you have to darsh and talk about Hilchos Purim, afilu Yom Tov Nami, even on a regular Yom Tov also the same halacha, that you have to darsh and say halachas about Yom Tov. So Pshita Purim also you're supposed to darsh and talk about Purim. The Tanya would learn like this, Moshe Tikul Hemli Yisrael, Moshe made a takona by Klai Yisrael, she yushoyalin v'dorshim binyona shoyim. That the Rav has to give a drosha about the Nyonim, what that day is about. That means, Hilchas Pesach, Pesach,
when it comes Yom Tov of Pesach, you have to give drushes about Pesach. Now we dash in 30 days before also you have to start. But even though that's when you start, pshita pshita on the Yetzim Yom Tov itself, there's still the chiyuv to talk about the Yom Tov. And vayte ilchas at tzeres v'atzeres, you have to talk about Shavuos on Shavuos. V'ilchas chag b'chag, Sukkos, you have to talk about Sukkos. So the Chur, what's the chiddush that on Purim, you have to dash and talk about Purim? So Gemara says, yes, here it's a big chiddush. Purim mitzvah lei. This case of Purim, I need it for chiddush. Now, here we're talking about that Purim Yud Dalet comes out on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, even though you don't read the Megillah, still the Rav has to give a drasha about Purim. Now, the chiddush is, Mao the time I would have thought, Nigzo, let's make a gzera, let's say he shouldn't dash in this Shabbos. Mishum the Rabba. Because we'll be afraid, the same reason why Rabbi says that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Why don't we read the Megillah on Shabbos? Because we're afraid people will come to carry out the Megillah on Shabbos to be over the Isseroid saw. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So I would have thought, if the Rav is going to start dashening and talk about Purim on Shabbos, people will think, the same way the Rav is talking about Purim, the same way you're supposed to read the Megillah today. So maybe people will start reading the Megillah on Shabbos, and we have to be afraid, like Rabbi says, they'll come to carry it outside Mishas Rabbim. So maybe because of this, the Rabbanan should have made Xero that the Rav should not darshan on Shabbos Purim about Purim. Kamash Malan, we're not afraid like that. That on Shabbos, even though you don't read the Megillah, but I call upon them, the Rav is supposed to talk about, Hilchos talk about the Nyonim of Purim. Drashim Mishum the Rabbah. The Gozala come on the Kriyas Megillah Shemi Yavarenali Abamis. Rishus Rabbim. That's the reason why we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, because we're afraid we'll come to carry it out. Is Avkan Gozru. Here also maybe there's a Gzeru. Drosha Otto Kriya. Maybe the Rabbanan should ask the Rav from giving a Drosha on the Shabbos, because maybe they'll come to read the Megillah. Kamashma, we're not afraid. The Yom Rabbi Shur ben Levi, he said another halacha, that chayiv odom likras es a Megillah balayla ulishnoisa bayayim. You have to read the Megillah once at night, and ulishnoisa means the second time by daytime. There's a chayiv, there's a Megillah twice, once at night, once by day. Shrashi zeichel neis, shayot soyakin, biyamei tzarosun, yoyim valayla. Interesting. We have to remember the way Klai Yisrael war. Vaisos on Yud Gimel Purim, or Yud Gimel Adar, even days before, or Lech Knoises Kol Yehudim, when they all gathered together to daven to Hashem, they were davening and crying to Hashem day and night. So the same way, Vishas Tetzora, they were davening to Hashem, Yom Velayla, Hu Adin, Vishas Simchos also, we remember the Nais, and we remember it by saying it day and night. Shinem Marapotik says in Tehillim, Elokai Ekro Yoimam V'loisane, like to Hashem I called out at night, at daytime, and he didn't answer me, V'layla by nighttime also, V'loi Dumili, but I didn't keep quiet. So Rashi says, Ekro means Mizmor L'Matzech Aliyaz HaShacharu. Shinem Maral Esther, it's talking about Esther this Mizmor. V'nermin HaMatzech Tuyuma, L'oma Nimshl Esther K'yaz HaKiyaz HaShachar. But the apostle is talking about by Esther, and Mashmu they cried out by day and at night time. So the Rashi says, since at that time they cried out to Hashem day and night, Hu Adin Zeichel Neis also, we read the Megillah by day and by night. Now, Sovim Minei, when the Rabbanan heard over what Yehoshua ben Levi said, that he said a Lashon of Chayiv Lishnoisoi Bayoim, they thought he meant to say was, Sovim Minei LeMikrayu Balayla. He meant to say there's a Chayiv to read the Megillah at night, but that's what he said, Lishnoise Bayoim, they thought he meant to say, Ulemis Namas Nisan Didob Yamama. They thought he meant to say he's supposed to learn the Perak Mishnayas, learn Mishnayas Megillah by daytime. He said a lesson, Ulishnoisa Bayoim. Ulishnoisa, they thought he meant to say, learn the Mishnayas by day. In other words, the Kriyas Megillah is only at nighttime. By daytime, the Chiyav is to learn the Mishnayas. That's what they thought he meant to say. Or Malu Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no, that's not what Rabbi Shuva Levi meant to say. I was explained this by Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, that he meant to say like this, like people say, I'll go over the parsha once, and I'll do it a second time. That's what Yeshua meant to say. He meant to say you have to read the Megillah twice on Purim, once at night and once by day. And it manami, we also learned like this, that Omar Rabbi Chalboy, Omar Ula, Biroi, the name of a person, Omar Ula from Biroi. Trashi Dimin Biroi means a Ula from the place of Biroi. That Chayiv Odom Likroi says a Megillah Balayla. there's a chiyuv to read the Megillah at night time. Ulishnoisa bayoim, and to say it over also again by daytime. Shenemar, and he dashes from another passage that says, Laman yizamercha chavoid, for lo yidam, we don't keep quiet, Hashem alakai le'olam adeka. So Rashi says, yizamercha chavoid means bayoim. I'll say the Megillah by daytime. For lo yidam, I won't be quiet, means balayl at night time. Vaikra b'mizmar o'mimcha Hashem k'lisoni dashin o'pisko p'monachar v'yester. For homo v'achashverish. The chorus Megillah shvachu, and reading the Megillah is called a shvach, we're praising Hashem. Shemafasim minasanes. We're being mafasim, we're explaining the Nes, telling everybody about the Nes. We are called makalsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact we read the Megillah and everybody hears about the great miracle that happened, everybody in their heart like praises Hashem. That's the way we're giving shvach to Hashem. So get the Avchiv to hear the Megillah b'day and b'yoyim, and it says Lashon Likra, it says the Megillah. The same thing is said Lashon before, Noshim Chayobas b'mikri Megillah. Noshim Avchiv in Kriyas Megillah. So this Lashon that the Gemara says before, that Noshim Achayiv b'mikri Megillah, Tosfos says, Noshim Achayiv b'mikri Megillah, Mikan Mashma Shanoshim Moitzias Es Acherim Yedei Chavosan, that Noshim could read the Megillah for somebody else also. And even for men, because it says it doesn't say the Avachiv Lishmoya, it doesn't say Noshim Avachiv to hear, but rather Mikra Megillah. It says Noshim Amachoyev and Mikra Megillah, Mashma, they could be Kareh the Megillah. Like in this mitzvah, Noshim Amachoyev, since they're Machoyev, they could read the Megillah for another lady, and who Adin? Nikra Adin, for another man also. Because it's not covered to hear the Megillah from an Isha. But for Loshim and Gemara, Tais says they could be. But Allah is not like that. Tais is also Bechain, the end Tais is Bechain, Pasku Ahag, Tahag, the Bahag, the Pasku is not like that. And he says the Isha Moitzia Mino, Avoloya Noshim, that he holds no, an Isha can't be Moitzia Min, because the Chiyav of Noshim is only Lishmoya Megillah. By them, the Chiyav is not to be Korea to read it, they only have a Chiyav to hear it. That's the way the Bahag Paskins. Therefore, an Isha cannot be Moitzia Min. In the Locha, we also do like that. We don't let the Noshim be Moitzi the men. Because they hold, not like Tayyaz Dik in the Gemara, that by Noshim the Chiyav is only Lishmoya. They have a Chiyav to hear the Megillah. But they don't have a Chiyav L'Kreisa to read it, they're not a Chiyav in Kriya. They can't read it for somebody that has a Chiyav Kriya. Look at the bottom Tayyaz. Bottom Tayyaz says, Chayav was Nikras and Megillah B'Lai L'Shnes B'Yayim. Oh, you have to read the Megillah twice. Omari, the Afagat Mavorach Zman Balayla, like we do, we make a Shech Yonu at night time, or the Chayzu Mavorach Chayzu Bayim. We also make a Shech Yonu in the morning, even though we already said it at night time. So Laisa, we do it Mach Mesveke, that's what people say when they say the Shech Yonu in the morning, you're supposed to have in mind also to be Yitzu the Mitzvah Sayyim also, like the Mitzvah of Sudas Purim, Meshlech Monois, should have all these things in mind when they say the Shech Yonu in the morning. But Tayyiz Mashma, why do we say Shech Yonu a second time? I said already last night. Why do we say it a second time for? The Tayyiz says, the Iker, Pesuma, Nisev, Bekriyat Yamama. Because the Iker, the Pesuma, Nis is by daytime, not by nighttime. Ukro Nami Mashma Kein, the Siv, Falayla Voloidumali, Kloima. Afagav Shekara Bayoim, even though you said it at the daytime, Chayav Likras Falayla, there's a Chiyat to say it at nighttime also. Of the Iker will be Yamama, but the Iker is by daytime. Kivan Sheskira Kosav Tchila. The Gam Mikra Sudib Yamama, right? It is also Yisidik day of Purim is by daytime. Who are then the Indian to have a Suda on Purim is Yikas by daytime. Could the Yomla come on the morning and say later, the Yamachla Balayla Layotza, if you only had a Suda at nighttime, you're not Yotza, the Chiyah Suda. The Suda has to be done by daytime. So the kids are Tayyis hold that. That's the reason why we make a Shech Yenu again in the daytime. A new Yisoid like. Even though at nighttime is the first time we're reading the Megillah. And we have to make a Shech Yonu then, but since that's not the Ikka Kriya, the Ikka Kriya is by Yoim, you have to make a Shech Yonu again the second time. And who are the Noshim are also Mechuyev to hear Megillah by daytime. Mol Noshim make mistakes, they think I'll be here at night, the Yotze. But Tayyaz says it's fakered. The Ikka Kriya is by daytime. And Noshim have a Mechuyev to hear the Megillah also, once at night and once by day also. Right. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Ela Shakforim Makdim L'Yom HaKnisa. That really Purim is on Yudalad or else Tezvov. Just that the Mishnah says, Yudalef, Yudbez, Yudgimel, that's because the people living in the villages, sometimes they have a right to hear the Megillah days earlier, the Yom HaKnisa, on the Monday before or the Thursday. Amr Yad HaChanina, Chachomim Hekilu Alakforim. the chachamim were making upon the people living in the villages, liyos makdim liyom haknisa. Now let's say Purim comes out on Wednesday, so we don't make the people in the villages come into the big city on Wednesday, because we're talking about the people in the villages don't know how to read the Megillah themselves. So they have to come into the big city to hear the Megillah from the big people there. Now we don't tell them they have to come in on Wednesday, Yudalid, but we say, since you come in anyway, the Monday before to Beis Din, you have a right to hear the Megillah on Monday when you come into the town anyway. So Magdimim L'yom Akhtisa, they have a right to hear the Megillah earlier on that Monday that they came in before. Today, what's the reason? Sheyispaku Mayim Amozin L'yachem Shebekrochim. In order that they should be able to take care of the people living in the big cities. Like Rashi said before, we want the people in the villages to be free on Purim, that they'll come with all the produce, all the food, and the people from the city will just come and buy it, so the people from the city will have food to eat. So the Chura, this is